This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Until today, President Bush had issued just 3 vetoes in all his time in office. Today, he issued his 4th, and more may be coming. Today, the president vetoed bipartisan legislation that would have expanded health care coverage to millions of uninsured children. The president objected to the bill's cost and to what he considers an unwarranted expansion of the federal government in providing health care. And more vetoes are threatened against almost all of this year's spending bills. So we're going to talk about all this with NPR congressional correspondent David Wellna. He's at the Capitol. And David, first, this children's health bill, is it dead?
Steve, I don't think so. I think there's not any question that the Democratic leadership here will try to override the president's veto. They know they already have the 2-thirds majority needed for that in the Senate. But in the House, which would be the first chamber to hold such a vote, they are still at least a dozen votes short of what's needed for an override. And House leaders say it won't be until next week at the earliest, and it could be even later that they'll try to get that override. In the meantime, I think you can expect to see a lot of pressure being exerted on Republicans who voted against the bill the first time, but who might change their votes if it seems they'll pay too high a price in next year's election for sticking with the president. Now, at the same time, congressional Republicans are saying the best course for Congress right now is to seek a compromise with the White House, which is willing to raise spending on this program by just $1 billion a year over the next 5 years, as opposed to $35 billion over the next 5 years, which is what was in the bill that he vetoed. But Democrats don't seem at all inclined to do that. For one thing, they say $1 billion more a year is not enough to cover even the current program. But also, I think they sense this is an issue that's a winner for them next year at the polls, whether there's a veto override or not.
Well, let's set aside the politics for a moment and talk about substance. What happens if no new bill gets passed?
Well, the funding for this S-CHIP program, as it's known, continues at last year's fiscal year's levels under a stopgap bill that Congress passed last week that keeps the federal government operating in the new fiscal year that began Monday. But states that share the cost of funding the children's health care say that rising prices may mean that they'll have to cut back coverage for hundreds of thousands of children if new legislation is not signed into law.
David, just speaking as somebody who's covered Congress from the beginning there, are you surprised at all to see the president clashing with so many members of his own party over an issue like this?
Well, you know, I think this is a bit like the big family fight that Republicans had earlier this year over immigration legislation. It's a big philosophical split in the party. And in this case, President Bush and his allies in Congress are making the point that the federal government should not have an expanding role in health care coverage. But the president's also aware that he and his party have been accused of being big spenders in the past. And he may be trying to change that image by standing up to Democrats, even if it means confronting some fellow Republicans as well.
Are those some of the same reasons that the president is threatening to veto so many appropriations bills, which are the bills that fund the whole federal government for the coming year, the year that we've just started?
That's right. And the reason that the president gives for threatening to veto those still unfinished bills, I might say, is that when you add them up, they're about $23 billion over what he requested in his budget of close to $1 trillion in discretionary spending for this coming year. And that's about a 2% difference, and it's a whole lot less than the nearly $3 trillion in deficit spending that the Bush administration has already racked up so far. Democrats are contrasting the president's veto threats over $23 billion with his expected request for nearly $200 billion more for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan next year. And that's deficit spending that they say Americans truly don't want.
And when we talk about this fiscal year, it just began on October 1st. It's actually begun. They don't have the appropriations bills in place. Could we have a government shutdown at some point if they don't pass something soon?
Well, we would have a government shutdown if these bills do not get passed. It could well end up as a game of chicken between Congress and the White House. Democrats could roll most of the spending bills that the president's threatened to veto into one big omnibus bill late this year and then dare him to veto it. And they might use as the vehicle for that omnibus bill a veterans care bill that the White House has said it won't veto. And Democrats are betting that if this all leads to a government shutdown, it would be President Bush and not Congress who'd take the blame.
David, thanks very much.
Sure, Steve.
That's NPR's David Wellna at the Capitol, bringing us up to date on a presidential veto today of a children's health insurance program and a larger fight over politics and principle and lots of money.